Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you Intimate Encounters with your hosts, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts and enjoy the show.
Good enough.
Right. I mean, you buy a motherfucker,
You cut off your motherfucking left ear, they sit there like, well, I'd rather have the right one. You know what I'm saying? It's like whatever you did just ain't good enough, and I'm not feeling that. That's that type of shit that pisses me off. But, I mean, you want a relationship. You want to be in a relationship. You want to have some type of relationship, but you just ain't never satisfied. How can you be in a relationship when you ain't never satisfied? Why the fuck are you with me if you ain't never satisfied?
Well,
Why did you even try this relationship?
I know a couple of people, more than a couple of people, but I know a couple of women, per se, who they you would think that they're very negative because that you always hear the negative before you hear the positive. But, like, they'll say, oh, I would have preferred to get the platform shoes instead of getting these, you know, slippers. But the slippers, is, you know, got diamonds on them, you know. But then they look okay, I do love them. And then they bragging to everybody else. My man got me these slippers. They got diamonds on them. But you, all you heard was I was really wanting to get them platforms.
Right. Motherfuckers like that. I mean, how in the hell can you be in a relationship when you constantly, it's a constant barrage of you just always, no matter what that person do, it's just never good enough. I mean, me personally, I think you're an insecure person, and you just trying to make yourself, you trying to build yourself up by tearing everybody else down. That's my take on it.
Well, sometimes it is a lot of insecurities. Sometimes it's just a habit of being negative. Like, I know that I can be negative, but I know that for a long time, I used to hear my grandmother say, I've been married to this man for 40-some years, and he blah, blah, blah. But she's still with him. So that's a habit that sometimes people carry throughout their history of life, you know. She heard her mama complain about everything. Her daddy could have spoiled her mama all for everything, with everything she got. You go in their house, and it's luxurious. But, you know what I'm saying, every time you talk to her, she's complaining about something. That don't mean she's not happy. It's just a habit of life. Not to say it's a good thing either.
Okay. Because, I mean, I'm sitting there because what's good about that? How are you making yourself happy when you constantly, I mean, there's nothing that you do is right. Nothing. I mean, that's just
And then
stupid.
You do have, and let me tell you, say this one more thing. You do have women who feel like, okay, I complained about this, so the next thing he does is even better. So if I continue to complain, he loves me, he'll go and do more and more and more, not knowing that that's turning that person off, and one day they ain't going to want to do nothing.
Damn right, because I don't want to get you shit. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm the type of person, I mean, I try my best. I try my best to get you whatever I can get you, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like you should appreciate whatever motherfucker gets you. A motherfucker don't get you shit, and then you looking at him crazy. But if he tried to get you something, I mean, appreciate it. Appreciate it. Don't sit there like, oh, this motherfucker don't buy me shit. He ain't buy me what I want. Maybe he just didn't have the money to buy you what you wanted. That don't mean he ain't loving you no less. It's just, you know what I'm saying, everything. I mean, if anybody, you can buy me a coffee mug. Hey, man, I'm good. Thanks. And I'm going to put that motherfucker to use.
Well, it's some people that are grateful. Some people are raised to be believe that they're supposed to have the best of everything. You know, it's some people that are raised like that. You know.
I don't know. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
Hi, Janine.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
All right, Jadine, we talking about, we up on these insecure-ass people. That's what I call them. I call them insecure motherfuckers. These are motherfuckers that no matter what you do, I mean, you can buy a motherfucker a diamond worth $2.5 million, and they're going to say, well, I wanted the pink one.
Well, then, don't get them shit out, hell.
And that's my take on it. Because if I get you something, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying. If I'm trying, I see if I just say fuck you, but I'm trying. I'm trying to get something, and it's just like it ain't working. I mean, because I was sitting there and I was listening to this shit today, and this shit was just blowing my mind. You know what I'm saying? It is like no matter what a motherfucker do is just not good enough, and I'm not understanding that. And I mean, you run around here, well, I don't mean y'all, but when I say you, because my mama said I got a bad habit of saying you when people take it for hard, so I don't mean y'all. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? You run around here, and you know what I'm saying? You see this man or woman trying to give you whatever they possibly can give you. A motherfucker sitting there, you know, balling his face up or, you know what I'm saying, acting real nonchalant because it ain't the color they wanted or, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't like the motherfucker didn't try, like I was just saying earlier. Hell, you can buy me a coffee mug.
Can I ask a question?
What's that?
Okay, do they do this in front of people or do they do this just in front of you?
I mean,
because sometimes
it don't matter whether you can do it in front of people or in front of me. Me personally, I think you should keep it to your motherfucking self. Now, if I just went out and just bought you some bullshit without even trying, that's something different. But now, if you knew I tried, I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? I come to you like, baby, look, this is what I got you. And you look at it like, I don't want that shit. Bitch, you'll never get another thing. You never get nothing else. Never. But I'm just trying to figure out what is it. I mean, is it because you feel bad about yourself, so fuck it, I want him to feel just as bad as me, or I want her to feel just as bad as me, so I'm gonna tear her down, or I'm gonna tear him down because I feel like I ain't shit. I mean, talk to me. What y'all think it is? Because that's my take on it. I truly believe it's just a bunch of insecure motherfuckers.
For them to have an attitude about it, do they know, is there something on their mind that they want to get off or their chest that they want to get off about something else?
No,
could it be a deeper issue?
How deep of an issue could it be if I went to the store and I bought you something and I tried, you know what I'm saying? You just don't want it. You just ain't satisfied. How deep of an issue could it be? Shit, it ain't that deep of an issue where you got to sit there and try to make me feel little because you don't know how to deal with shit. That's your fucking problem.
Yeah.
But like I told you, man, everybody ain't satisfied, so.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out you can't satisfy, you just leave them alone.
Yeah, you can't satisfy everybody.
You can't. It's possible. Some motherfuckers ain't satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, what they got is never good enough. Leave them alone.
Sometimes people just upset because there's things that they want in their lives, and maybe they feel like their lives are not going the way they think it should go, and,
right,
you know, they take it out on that other person that they're with. Because sometimes people start looking at that other person like, maybe you holding me down or something. You know what I'm saying? Some people start feeling like that.
Okay. You know what? I look at it like this. When you met me, I didn't have Donald Trump money.
Well, I understand that. I agree. I agree. But some people, they look and they feel like, well, you know, like they, I don't know. People just, they should accept, you know, they accepted you and that's how you were when you met them. So, you know what I'm saying?
Or somebody else is living lovelier than what they
are. They start looking at how other people live. You know what I'm saying? It's that jealousy. You know what I'm saying? That jealousy starts to creep in.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, check this out. I got inboxed a couple of questions, so I'm going to read them out, and I want y'all to tell me what y'all take on this. Question number one, what do you do if your partner becomes extremely emotional, crying and constantly depressed and that type of shit, what do you do? I mean, me personally, I'm going to tell you you need help because I ain't no shrink. That's going to be my take on it. If I ask you what's wrong, you can't tell me shit, but you constantly depressed, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's wrong with you not talking to me. You said what?
I
can't hear you, brother. I can't hear
you. You breaking up.
You're breaking up, dog. I can't hear you.
Even now.
Nah, you still breaking up, brother.
No.
Still breaking up, brother. No, Walmart do got a sale.
Phone.
What was you saying, bro?
I'm saying you don't have to be a shrink. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to hold them and tell them everything. You got to ensure, man.
Okay, I understand that. Now, if you constantly, if I walk in the door and you just crying, I'm like, what's wrong? And you ain't telling me shit. And I mean, dog, the trials and tribulations of the world take a toll on everybody. You know what I'm saying? I go through my problems just like you. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you can't sit down and just cry in the bed about it all day. You sitting there crying all day in the bed ain't helping shit. It ain't helping your cause none. You got to stand up. You got to take action. At some point, you got to take action for yourself, man. You can't sit there and just cry all day. Well, this just the day just ain't going right. Hell, my day ain't went right neither. Why ain't come home just lay in the bed and start crying? And I mean, you got men and women that both do it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with airing your problems out. But when you sitting there and you ain't even looking for a solution, you just want to sit there and wallow in your pity. And man, no. I mean, what can I say to you?
Everything can be all right.
I couldn't hear you, bro.
Everything going to be all right. That's all you said.
I mean, really, long as you there telling her that you there for her, she might cry for 2 weeks straight.
You going to cry by yourself for 2 weeks straight? I'm not going to sit there and listen to you cry no motherfucker 2 weeks straight. Is you crazy?
What you going to do?
No. I'm going to get the fuck out of there.
I mean, you don't have to sit there and hold her hand the whole time she's crying. But if you take your time out of your schedule and you spend time with her and try to either take her mind off of it or tell her you care about her and it's going to be all right, I'm pretty sure that will help her.
Okay, what you crying for? What you crying for? I'm going to ask you, what you crying for? Why are you crying?
Okay, and maybe she can't express
and you tell me some shit about my life just ain't going right. And wait a minute, I'm a part of your life, so what you trying to say? Hell, I'm going to take offense.
Okay, so that's when you ask another question. And you ask the
no,
question.
No, that's when I grab my beer and start drinking.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. No, but seriously. I mean, at some point in time, I mean, I can ask you what's wrong, and I mean, we can talk, but if you just constantly depressed over any and everything, like, okay, let's just say the trials and tribulations of your job then frustrated you. I can understand that, because I got the same problems. I mean, we can sit back and we can talk about that, or the kids, or you know what I'm saying, but if you're sitting there and I'm like, what's wrong, and you just like, I don't know, I'm just crying. You need some professional help. I mean, now think about it. Now, I'm going to flip the scenario on y'all. That's just like the man. You know, us as men, we're not going to sit there and just cry. We might do other things. We might become violent. You know what I'm saying? Tearing shit up. Doing stupid shit. But now, I come in. Now, Janine, I'm going to ask you. I come in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing stupid shit. I'm tearing the house up. I'm hollering at people. I'm doing all kind of. I'm fucking up. I'm fucking up royally. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you asking me, well, Cass, what's wrong? And I can't give you an answer. But now, you gonna actually sit there and take this shit for 2 weeks?
Nah, for no 2 weeks.
Exactly. You're not gonna sit there and take that shit. At some point, you're gonna look at me and be like, motherfucker, y'all don't know what the fuck wrong with you, but you better get it together.
But it's the way you say it, too, you know. You know, I wouldn't say it like that.
Okay, now, like I said, us as men, we have a tendency to, like I said, we're not going to sit there and cry. The average man not going to sit there and just boo-hoo, boo-hoo. He's going to act out in other ways. I mean, it's just as bad as y'all crying because we sitting there, we doing fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? We snappy, we edgy. You know what I'm saying? You can't say shit to us every time. Every time you say something to us, we snap off or we get real edgy. I mean, just going on for 2 weeks straight. Come on, you're not going to tolerate that. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you don't deserve it. You don't deserve for me to be snapping off on you for 2 weeks because I can't be man enough to say, well, Janine, this is what's wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, well, I'm just going to sit here and be a motherfucker. I'm just going to be a motherfucker these 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? You don't deserve that.
So what would you do, Janine?
If he's not going to tell me, you know, the type of person I am, I'm just going to sit there. I'll hold you. You know what I'm saying? I just hold you. If you're not going to tell me what's wrong, and then I, you know, will hope that, you know, when you're ready to tell me, you will tell me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Okay, but what about this? What if I keep making it seem like you're the problem?
Well, I must ask. Oh.
Now, seriously, because, I mean, that's just like, I mean, I'm asking that because it's like, if you sitting there telling me, like a woman, if you sitting there telling me my life ain't right, this ain't nothing in my life going right, and I'm feeling like I'm a part of your life, well, I feel like, hey, it's some of that you talking about me.
That don't mean that she don't want y'all to be together. That might mean she wants y'all to be married. Like, maybe she might think y'all should be married, and y'all just, and you not wanting to take it that far. You
so
know
why
saying?
You ain't opening your mouth saying nothing? Why you not talking to me about it? Why you just sitting there crying?
She might not be ready to say something that, you know.
Oh, well, see, there. What?
Some people expect you to read between the lines.
You say what?
Some people expect you to read between the lines.
I ain't no
mind reader. Some people think that you should already know what's wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a mind reader.
I mean, I'm not saying that you are, bro. I'm just saying.
But if I'm not a mind reader, I mean, if I sense something wrong with you, now I didn't ask you, hey, baby, what's wrong? What's going on? And you're not telling me, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to always make sure that she knows that you're by her side. You're supposed to make sure.
You know what? Y'all, that sounds good. That really sounds good, but like I
mean,
said,
if you don't say it every day, if you don't come to her and say it every day, as long as when you first find out that something is wrong, you let her know when you're ready to talk, I'm here and to listen. As long as you let her know that you ain't going nowhere, that you ain't turned, because the more she cry, the more she going to get upset at herself for sitting there crying. The more she cries.
Okay, what are you going now? Here we go again. Here's the question I have. What the hell is she crying for? You don't
I don't know
tell
what
me?
Her issues are. I don't know what the girl's issues are.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. But now, okay, I give you that first date. All right, something wrong. All right. But now you go 2 weeks? 2 weeks with this? And you still not
is
telling
she
pregnant?
Me
I mean, maybe she got raped and she don't know how to say something to you.
No, then you really need to be telling me, because I don't know what the fuck going on in your head. Because now I'm going to think you're crazy.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I will be there for you, but you got to talk to me. If you don't talk to me, how will I know?
Wow.
So I'm wrong for that.
Okay.
I'm asking, am I wrong for that?
I think you handling it wrong.
I'm handling it wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, once again, because now I heard Janine say, I'm going to just hold. Right? That's what you said, Janine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time you trying to hold me, I'm making you feel worthless.
Okay.
I'm making you feel less than a person.
Like how? Because things that you're saying?
Yeah, like I said, I'm not, us as men, we're not going to break down. I mean, eventually we probably will, but we're not going to break down right away and start crying. We're going to mask it with bullshit. I mean, that's just
mm-hmm.
the truth. We're going to mask it. We're going to mask it with anger. You know what I'm saying? Resentment. And I mean, every time you come to me, I'm like, you know what? Man, don't get your motherfucking ass away from me. What? Don't be over here trying to baby me now. I don't fuck that. I don't need you.
I ain't gonna get married though. I'm just gonna leave for a while. I'll leave for a while. Like maybe he'll calm down. Whatever
he'll
wrong with him. Get some blessed oil, dot it on your forehead before I leave.
Yes.
Bless the dough.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm telling you the whole time, as long as you're doing all that, and I'm still like, man, y'all get the fuck away from me, man. I don't want that bullshit.
That ain't nothing but
the
devil.
This is what I'm coming to you.
That ain't nothing but the devil.
I'm trying to make you feel like me, because I'm in a depressed state.
Exactly.
I'm trying to
so
make
ain't
you
no
feel
reason
like that.
For me to get mad, because I know that ain't nothing but
yeah.
anger speaking. That's not you.
Yeah, that's
shit.
But I'm not going to get mad about something like that because I know you mad about something else. That ain't making me feel worthless.
Right.
But I'm saying, you would rather deal with that than him just saying, baby, this is what's going on with me, baby.
Everybody
will want that. Exactly.
Express themselves. Everybody wants their man to tell them what the problem is. But because you know that man ain't going to do it, if you want to be with that person, yeah, you're gonna go through it. You're going to go through it because it's worth it. If you feel like it's worth it, you're going to do what you got to do. And I don't understand why it's a problem for men to do that.
I'm sorry. I just can't see that. I mean, I hear y'all saying it, but I really see
Hold
if
on.
I treated y'all like shit, y'all not gonna be sitting there saying, "Hey, brother, I'm gonna say this to you directly. That's what you're doing on this show. And if anybody on this show think I'm wrong, they are wrong. But with just you being on this show, I can see a motherfucker saying this shit to you. Get the fuck out of my face. Go on with that bullshit. I cannot see you turning around giving me a hug, saying, "You know what, Cass? I'm still gonna be here for you." I cannot see that. I can see you saying, "Nigga, fuck you. You get the fuck on. Bye." I'm sorry. I can't see it, bud. I can't see it. I can't see it. I can't see you doing that. Now, if I'm wrong, I mean, come on now. If I'm wrong, tell me.
I mean, in a way, I agree. In a way, I agree with you because you can only do so much.
Hello.
And if that person, you know, if that person ain't willing to come out and say what's going on, what the problem is, after a while, that shit gets old.
I'm okay, and Janine. Quick as you'd have been on this show and be like, fuck them. You really act like you really come up. Okay, I'm going to hug you. I know you feeling good today. You must be feeling good today.
I will. I act like that with people I don't give a fuck about. Of course, I'm like, you don't get no fuck if I don't give a fuck about you. But when it's somebody I actually love, yeah. Then yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'll be the asshole today. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. All right. Well, moving on. We're gonna move on to the next question. Next question is if a man's really in love with a woman and needs to prove himself, what should he do? And what should a woman accept? I'm really not sure about this question, but this is the question that was sent to me. If a man really loves a woman and needs to prove himself, my thing is, prove yourself how?
Mm-hmm.
Prove yourself how? I mean, if you know I love you, well, I mean, what I gotta do to prove it? I gotta prove it to you every day?
Is he saying, does a man, or he or she, is he proving himself that he loves her, or a man that loves somebody already?
The question says, if a man is really in love with a woman and needs to prove himself, what should he do? I don't know what he should do. I don't know. I mean,
so
either
she's
you
saying,
gonna know I love you or you don't. Either you gonna say he loves me or nah, he don't love me.
But I guess they're saying, what if he's telling that person, you know, that he loves them, but they like, yeah, whatever. Like, you don't love me.
Well, hell, he can't prove it if you don't believe it.
Oh, well.
I mean, am I wrong? I mean, if I'm wrong, tell me now.
But I mean, some people try to go out of their way to prove it. I mean, yeah, they just...
But then, you know what? You touched on a good point. People do go out their way to prove it. But now, I mean, do you really take them as being real, or are they just trying to show you something for that moment? Because, you know, they're really not going to act like that once you say, okay. Then they're going to go back to being their usual selves.
Mm-hmm.
So now, do you really take that as, oh, he loved me, or he just was trying to shut me the fuck up?
That goes on the person, man. That goes on the person that wants you to prove it. That's the problem with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've done everything you can do, show this man or woman that you love them, and they still don't believe you, fuck them. Ain't nothing else you can't do. You can't do nothing else.
Right.
What else can you do? I mean,
that's
what I got to do?
Exactly.
Rob a bank to prove to you that I love you? Tell everybody I love you at the bank? What the fuck? That don't make no sense.
I agree with you, brother. Now, I got to honestly say, y'all got to write this down for the first time in Father Time. First time in a long time in Father Time, finally agreeing to get on something.
Hey, this doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, brother. And the second part
besides,
of the question
the
is...
proof ain't... Hold on, dog, for 1 second. The proof? You really can't prove it. You got to show it. You know what I mean? You got to show them that you love them.
Exactly. It's not about your words.
Right. You got to show.
Anybody can say they love you.
Right. Anybody can say it.
Exactly.
So that's the meaning of proving, right?
But now that brings me to a question here. If a person constantly saying, well, you got to prove it to me. You got to prove it to me. And you sitting there like, well, hell, you know, I tell you I love you. I do this, I do that. But then now what you want? Me to prove it to you financially? Because, I mean, if I can't prove it, if I did all I did to prove it to you emotionally and you still ain't satisfied, my next thing is, what, you want me to prove it to you financially? Is that what it is? Now I'm like, fuck.
just leave.
Yeah. Get the fuck on. Because if I can't prove
the emotional part.
Because if I'm not proving it to you emotionally, I mean, shit. I'm sorry, people, but I do believe a lot of people get this love thing twisted with the how much can he buy me, or how much can he, what she could do for me, or what he could do for me. I mean, it's like, come on now. Too much materialistic shit that goes into love nowadays. Oh, he don't love
hold on, man. Hold on. Hold on, man. We got a new caller. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Who we talking to?
It's old, man. What's up, man?
What up, dog?
What's up, dude?
I tell you, what's up, bro? What's going on?
What's the business, dog? Chilling.
Yeah, for sure, man. So I'm talking about tonight,
man. Oh, man, we on this love thing, man. We got some questions that somebody has sent in, man, so we trying to address them.
Okay.
So let me ask you, bro. All right. A woman told you. Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you the first one first. If you had your girl, she constantly depressed, crying, just depressed.
Oh, it's time for me to get the fuck on. Shit. Ain't no need to no bother with that. With me, shit, I'm gone already.
You giving me this?
Wow. All
right, nah, dog.
Wow.
Straight up, bro. Fuck that.
So you're not going to even ask what she's depressed about.
They got enough problems, man. You whining and all this shit up, man. Fuck that.
Wow.
You're a sensitive type ass brother, but.
You said what?
I said you just full of sensitivity.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm gone. Oh, you're sensitive side of that, man.
I mean,
you ain't gonna ask what's wrong, dog. Man, you ain't gonna say what's crying, baby.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, if it's constantly, you know what I mean, going on, then you know what I mean, she
that's
got a problem
okay.
within herself. You know what I mean? She needs to, you know, spend a little time
with
and figure that shit out. You see what I'm saying?
She cried for 2 weeks, but she won't tell you what she's crying about.
Oh, man. Fuck it.
Damn. I know Cass love that answer.
That's the chisel there, baby.
I knew he did. All
right, dog. We're going to go to part two. We're going to go to the second question. This is the question that we was on when you just called in. If a man really loves a woman and he needs to prove himself, what should he do?
I mean, it ain't no certain particular way that you prove love, you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, some motherfuckers get it twisted by, you know, saying, if you love me, you'll do this, or if you feel me? But I mean, there ain't really no answer for that, you know what I mean? As far as I'm concerned, this shit, you know what I mean? If I love you, you know what I mean, and you don't feel it, then I'm wasting my motherfucking time loving you any motherfucking way. You see what I'm saying? That's
all right.
That's just my opinion. You see what I'm saying?
Hey,
everybody
bro,
got their own opinion. That's just mine. You see what I'm saying? I mean,
no,
it might be fucked up. You know what I mean? But it is what it is.
Everybody entitled to their opinion, bro. Everybody entitled to their opinion. I'm feeling you, though. I'm feeling you. All right, well, now, we're gonna move on to the next question. Now, like I said, they wrote me a slew of questions, and I said I was going to ask them. All right, this next question says, if you truly in love with someone, how much do you take if they seem to be pushing you away?
I mean, if you really love motherfucker, then, I mean, you're going to put up with a little bit, you know what I mean, but... I mean, everybody got their own breaking point, you know what I mean? Some motherfuckers can tolerate more than others, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, shit, me, shit. I mean, shit, same answer, fuck it, you feel me?
Okay,
don't be sucking on the cigar, man, like it's something else.
I said, what you heard, I ain't sure.
Yes.
You said
what? Well,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, so how much you gonna take? If you feel like they pushing you away, how much you gonna take?
I don't know how much I can take. I probably, honestly, I probably try to have a conversation with them and see where they head going, see if they're angry about something and what I done did wrong, if I did something wrong.
They push you away. They're not even trying to talk.
Then
I'm
going to
give them their space.
You're rolling it.
So, I mean, you still going to sit there and be that man?
That's part of rolling the blunt.
I'm going to still be there for them until I feel like you done moved on or you trying to make a fool out of me. Yeah, I'm gonna have to hold on.
Okay, okay. Janine, what about you? He pushing.
Well, yeah, he's gonna push me right on out the door. You can't push me.
Hold on, Janine. You the same person just said I'm going to sit there and hold you. How you going to see? This is what I'm talking about here. This is what I'm talking about. See, now he done pushed you out of bed, but you're supposed to be there to hold him.
You know what? That's different. Now, if you're pushing me away saying you don't want to be with me no more than just going through something, that's different.
Well, now, how's that different, Janine?
It's different.
Janine.
I feel that's different.
Janine.
What?
Janine, now. Come on now, baby. Come on now. I got to hit you with it.
Don't bullshit me.
Oh, goodness. If I'm just with somebody... I can't say, because, I mean, when you married, it's different. But when you just with somebody and they pushing you away, I mean, I'll take it for a minute, but you going to push me right into you're going to push me right into somebody else's arms.
But you're supposed to be there to hold me.
I am going to hold you.
Oh, well, how
are
you going to hold me if you're holding them?
I'm going to text him and say I'm going to come later.
Because
I'm holding my man right now.
Nigga, you bullshit.
What's going on with you? Now, you know now. See, you going to flip the whole thing, because if I see you texting, and I'm already pissed off now. I see you texting him talking about this, that, the other. You know I'm gonna have to put my hands back. I'm gonna have to bow my head and I'm gonna have to say my prayers. You know that, right? And my prayer goes a little something like this.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and God lift him hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
It's time to get you now.
Oh, you a fine pocket though, won't you?
Maybe. All right, let's check this out, y'all. We're going to go to the stall right quick. You know what, Janine?
Yes.
I heard this song. And I,
hey, whoa, hold on, man. Hold on for a second before you do that. Somebody else just saw the show. They may want to comment on this topic. So, Carla, what's happening?
Hi, it's Prissy Girl.
Oh, what's going on, baby?
Nothing. I didn't hear the question, so I can't comment.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, let us go to this song. We're going to come back and we'll fill you in. That's cool?
All right. Okay.
All right. Check it out, Janine. I was thinking about you when I heard this song. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the words, girl.
So this what you want. So this how you like it. I mean, that's cool and everything, but I mean, you just turn around here. Yeah, so you see what I'm saying.
This is what you want. This is what you like. I'll show you things you never knew. I'll do things that most
I'm hoping, yeah. We fucking like nothing. He turned into something. I love it. I want it. I'm on it. Get with me. He sent me. He slick with his quickie that gave me. He played with my booty, huh? Ain't that kind of fruity? I love it. Yeah. I came to this place. Yeah. I came in his face. That's shitty.
Yeah.
He played with my titty.
When you jerky, when you working, when you ride it, damn, that shit gangster. When you make that shit clap, when I hit it from the back and then spank it, you a real free, huh? I bet you it'll be sweet if I pull it out and bust it on your sheet, then get it back right for you. We be up in the morning stretching and yawning from how I did it last night, but I bet you would like that. If I nick it a little, make it dribble when I nibble, then bite that. That's some real smut shit. If you know what I want, don't front, baby, don't give it up, shit.
Yo sé que te gusta, dámelo, papi.
I sit back like real players and pimps. I can't be tame with no chaser, no whips. One and only finger roll from end and end. I got that hot, hot, that fool, you gon' feel it. I roll down the street, you on the side. You look to your left, I look to my right. You get low, my eyes go to the back. Don't no clown, I cruising in that brand new Cadillac. What you need, more than the highest, highest I see. No pain in me, I do this on regular. It's not some freaky thing, all of the federal. I deal with niggas known to mad. Put on the side, do that thing, and carry gas. I'm just Adam, a figure you don't know. I'm one and only, told you, lift a finger, bro. Come on.
Yo, 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 welcome back, y'all. That's that real smut boy shit right there. That's that old smut boy shit. Janine, you like that song?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. That's, I'm telling you, that's that smut boy shit. Okay.
Who made
that? Oh, that's Indiana's own Rick Gill. Straight out the G. HMD. Gary, Indiana, and Hammond, my boy Rick Gill. Rick Gill. Swish the camera. All right, Miss Prissy, what's going on, baby?
Nothing.
Not
just
much.
Just watching TV. Nope.
Okay,
watching
okay.
TV.
Oh, okay. Now, what were we on? We was on the questions. We was on the, we had a couple of questions we was asking. All right. I guess we can start with the first question since you missed out on it. First question was, what would you do if your partner became extremely emotional, crying and constantly depressed? And you don't know the reason now. They won't tell you shit. They just constantly crying and just depressed. And I guess in your case, it would probably be a man just acting out, acting an asshole. But he won't tell you what the problem is, but he's constantly just fucking up. What do you do? You said you're gonna fart.
No. I said, huh.
Oh.
Well, I would try to talk to him.
All right, but he ain't trying to hear that. He's telling you, get your ass wrong. I don't feel like talking. Fuck on. I ain't for all that bullshit today.
What's
I mean, he's being a real asshole. Like I said, a woman, y'all do more crying than a man. A man's not going to just out and out cry. I mean, you got some out there, but I don't think y'all really want to be with the ones that just cry at the drop of a dime, do y'all?
No.
Right, so us as men, we act like assholes. We do fuck shit. We do dumb shit. We holler. We yell. We do all kinds of shit. And we try to make it seem like, and he's constantly trying to make it seem like you're the reason. Without saying it, he's saying it. You're the reason that he's going through this.
Right.
So,
well,
I mean, do you do like Janine and just hug him and text the other dude and say you'll be over later?
Did you say that, Janine? Is that what you said?
Janine?
He had to make it sound like that.
I'm just saying, baby.
No, I wouldn't. No. I would not involve another person in the relationship. I would just wait it out.
Okay. You won't wait it out?
Yep.
Okay.
If I think the person's worth it.
All right. I can understand that. I can understand that.
If he's not worth it, then no. I just be like, all right, bye-bye, see ya.
Well, what makes him worth it?
Does he have a job, a car, a roof over his head? How does he treat me?
Oh, I see. You kind of materialistic, aren't you?
No, I'm not materialistic, but that's what my father told me, not to ever mess with a man that didn't have those three things at a minimum. My father told me that.
All right. Was he a player?
My father?
Yeah.
Was he a player? Is that what you said?
When I say player, I don't mean like just playing. I mean, was he smooth? Was he one of them smooth cats?
Yes, my father is very smooth, but he's not a hoe.
No, I didn't mean. I didn't call your daddy a hoe, baby. When I said player, I mean. You know, usually when you sit your little girl down like that, because you know what the streets are, so you kind of try to warn you. But I ain't call you daddy a hoe. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right.
No, that's what he told me that at a minimum, that
okay.
He shouldn't even blink at a man if he doesn't have those three things. But it would be about how he treated me.
Okay. Well, you know what? Since I got y'all on here, I got to ask the question today. And I was hoping I was trying to get a person's time to call in, but I guess they didn't want to call in. Now, they told me that it's not ladylike for a woman to watch porn and to like it. I was told by a woman today that it's not ladylike for a woman to watch porn.
Mm.
And that if your woman watches porn, something's wrong with her.
Mm. Okay.
Now, pretty much it was like if you watch porn, you're nothing but like a bust down or a hood rat. Only bust down the hood rat to watch porn.
Mm.
I tried to get her to call in. I was even trying. That's why I didn't bring the topic up, because I was trying to give her time, but I guess she didn't want to call in. But I really wanted to get y'all's take on it. Actually, I wanted y'all to barbecue her ass, but she ain't called. Fuck it. Talk about her ass anyway.
No, that's ridiculous. That's the old repressed sexuality of women. That's what she's talking about.
What you think, Janine?
Hello?
Yes, baby.
What I think about what?
Uh-uh.
Nigga, please.
You're going to just keep ignoring me today, huh?
I'm not ignoring you.
So what do you think about a woman told me today that any woman that watches porn, you categorize them in a category of bust downs, hood rats like, or something of that nature.
And they got a man.
You know what? Now, that I don't know. I really don't know. I can't say they do or don't. But I tried to get them to call in tonight, but I guess they didn't want to call.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with women watching porn.
Women
are in porn, make the porn, exactly. So.
And that's what she was saying. She was saying that ain't nothing but bust downs and hood rats.
I missed everything. I just got back online. What happened?
Is this a bitch? And it's you and Janine, my favorites. What's going on here?
What happened?
What?
I mean,
listen to this woman.
Don't bullshit me.
I apologize.
I had a talk with a woman today, and she said that any woman that watches porn is put into a bust down or a hood rat.
What?
Yeah. I tried to get her to call in, but so I figured like this. What I wanted y'all to do was...
Nigga, check that hole!
I that's what I wanted y'all to do, but she wouldn't call in tonight.
How old is she?
Oh, my goodness.
I would say between the ages of 33 and 36.
My fault. Oh.
Interesting.
I mean, she said I think she got her own personal stash, but I think she's just talking that shit.
Thank you. That's what I was just getting ready to say. She probably is the main one watching them.
You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. What you think, homie?
I don't have a problem with a woman watching porn. Shit, we can watch it together.
Shit, you can watch it. You can watch it while I ain't there. I mean, do you know how motherfuckers... I mean, me personally, if you call me something, I'm watching a flick.
And you know what?
Hey,
it might be a sad
I'm on my way.
Situation why she feels like that, too. She might feel like that because she might have had a horrible childhood.
Ain't nobody had no horrible childhood when it came to porn.
She could have been molested on video camera or something.
Oh, Lord.
No, she would have said something.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up. Do everything that come out your mouth today got to be about somebody being molested?
I didn't
it's
say
that.
About...
Yeah, you did. You earlier. Was the person might have got raped. No, we're not talking about that tonight. We're talking about fun stuff. Matter of fact, I got one for you.
Okay.
I want y'all to finish this sentence. My sex is so good.
And?
Janine? What? I want y'all to finish the sentence. My sex is so good. Finish the rest.
Get away.
My sex
is
so
good. It's addictive.
Okay. Father, my sex is so good.
And how you coming back for more?
Nigga, you bullshitting.
I had to. You gave me too much pause up in there.
I just was thinking too many things at once.
I'm just joking with you, baby. I'm pretty sure it is.
It is for sure.
Well, now I don't know about your comfortable asking Chrissy this question. I mean, you've been on that 8-year hiatus.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're going to have to pass on me on that one. I'll have to get back to you after I've been reacclimated.
I mean, I got to ask, are you looking forward to it?
Am I looking? No, I'm not looking. No.
You're not looking forward to getting no bitch?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Nope. The porno was doing me just fine.
Okay, now, and I want to ask you a question, and please don't take this. I mean, I'm just asking, and I don't want you to take it in a bad way or nothing like that, but are you bisexual?
Okay. Am I bisexual?
Yeah,
no.
I mean, so...
I'm bi-curious.
Okay, so, I mean, I was asking because I want to say, because, you know, I said, was you looking forward to, you know, dick? Well, I wonder, are you looking forward to sharing that curiosity? I mean, what is it?
I don't know.
Now, you said last week that you watch a lot of porn, right?
Yes, yes.
So now, I mean, they don't usually have no small brothers up in the porn. Pretty much be hanging. Pretty much got a soul pole hanging down there. And
yeah.
At no point in time, that make you never think like, God damn, I would want that up in me right about now. See, look, Janine ain't even watching the porn. She just talking about one.
Just turned out.
Rubbing up there together like a cricket right now.
Yes.
I know my people.
No. Nope. Sorry.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, teach his own. I mean, hey, I can respect that. I was just curious. I mean, I actually thought about you. I thought about you all week. Like, wow, she went 8 years and still going. And ain't even looking forward to no dick.
But I'm not looking forward to any pussy either. I'm just asexual right now. That's just absent from my life. That's what that means. Asexual means sex is absent from your life.
Now, you know, I mean, last week, I think it was Janine said that you either use it or lose it. You know, everybody laughed about it. But you know that is true now. You know if you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
What am I going to lose?
I mean, you gotta keep. You know what? What's she gonna lose?
That's what I've heard doctors say. They say it's true. Now I don't know. I'll look it up for you, but they said that is true.
If you don't use what? I'm gonna
your
lose
vagina.
My pussy.
They say if you don't
your
use
vagina.
Your vagina, you lose. That's what I heard doctors say. I'm
you
gonna look it up
what,
for
though?
You. I
the
don't
opening,
know.
Is it going to close up? Is it going to seal up and never open again or what?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up for you. I'm going to look it up for you.
Okay.
Because I did. I'm for real.
Maybe the juice is going to start flowing. Now, what's the guy on Fox? What's the guy on Fox come on about 4 o'clock?
That Dr. Oz.
I heard him say it, ladies, use it or lose it.
Well, I don't have any problem. I don't have any problem having an orgasm now, so.
Well, so in your own way, you're still using it, right?
Right.
Wow, you actually just look at big dicks all day and just don't want man. That's truly amazing.
I don't do it, look at it all day. Damn.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean it like that. mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying when you go in your mode, I'm out. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. Oh, wow. Help me out, brother. Help me out, man. Help me out, man.
All right, man. I got a – somebody just sent me a question. First of all, Sin City Sports Minute, goddamn Lakers lost the Cavs. Oh, my God.
Man.
What did you say?
It's nothing, just some old fucked-up-ass bad news. I lost money on that shit.
The worst team in the league, man. What the fuck?
No, man.
Gave up
100
points to some bitches. But somebody just
what
asked me.
Bypass that. No, I'm telling you, bypass that one.
Somebody just asked me, if you're in a relationship and you feel alone, what should you do? Anybody.
If you're in a relationship and you feel alone?
Yeah.
Ask yourself why you're in a relationship.
Exactly. How can you be alone in a relationship? You know how many people out there?
Occupy yourself until you realize that you're alone and don't want to be and want to just leave him alone then or her alone then.
Exactly.
You're in no relationship then.
Hey.
Hey, there you go, brother. There you go.
I'm just messing with you. Did she cheat?
That's not cheating.
I said, should she cheat?
But that's not considered cheating.
Just move on, shit.
You just move on. Exactly.
Well, maybe. Well, I don't know.
Let it go, homie. Let it go. Let it go.
That's not considered cheating unless you're married.
Really?
So, yeah, really.
Uh-oh. Doctor Janine, please elaborate. Because, I mean, you said it with such conviction that it's not considered cheating.
What's not considered cheating?
If you're not
married. If you just with somebody, you're not married to that person, and you go be with somebody else, that's not cheating.
So boyfriend, girlfriend, that's not cheating, but husband and wife, that's cheating.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole lot of people that's fucked up out here.
Yeah,
I always thought that was cheating.
No, I'm sure you did.
Well, I'm going to tell you not. Hey, if we're not married, I'll catch your ass cheating.
You fuck around with me, there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
That's
I don't think there's any reason for anybody to cheat.
What do you call it, Janine?
What do you mean what I call it? I don't call it anything. I'm dating. I'm being free. I am a free spirit.
But you're in a relationship with this guy. A monogamous relationship.
If that's what he's saying.
She can't feel that one, dog. She can't feel that one.
He might think we in a relationship. That don't mean I think we in a relationship.
I do believe the Father Time is thinking this. If he caught you, I'm going to play it one more time.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Because he's going to have to grab you. He's going to have to grab you. I was part time. I don't know what to tell her, man. I don't know what to tell whoever that was, man. Cause she listening to Janine, she gonna get up motherfucking neck, bro. She gonna get her up a motherfucking friend. Hey, Janine ain't gonna do nothing. Be like, well, girl, I ain't tell you to do it. It works for me. All right, you know what? Let me ask y'all something. Let me ask y'all something. Now, I had a fella ask me this question, and then they told me to ask this question on the show. A man say, when he ain't in the mood, his old lady say he cheating. But when she ain't in the mood, he's supposed to just be able to accept that. Why is that, lady? And I mean, I've heard it many a times. I mean, if a man turned down sex, he cheating. But if a woman be like, I don't feel like it, man supposed to just be like, oh, okay.
Because society has set the standard for men that men will not turn down sex. Men don't turn down sex. That's all you guys think about every 3 minutes.
Yes.
That's what men think about.
Well, I'm going to say 2.5. Shit, I was just curious. What you think, Janine?
Hello.
Girl, if you get off this phone one more time.
Goodness. I think I heard the question. Okay, say it again for me, though.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Say it again.
Hell, I forgot the damn question. Nah,
no, you didn't. Okay, somebody tell me a question, please.
See, everybody else has forgot the question. I think I heard the question. Because everybody's like, they just outdone with that damn lie you just told. I think I heard the question. No. You did not hear the question.
Mm-hmm.
No, the question was, the guy said every time, if he says that he's not in the mood, his woman thinks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I heard that. Okay. So if the one, why would the woman not be in the mood?
I don't know. He just said if his woman ain't in the mood, I said, hell, maybe she cheating too.
Yeah, maybe so, because I ain't never said that.
I know you did. All right. You know what? Speaking of which, since I got you on the phone, give me one. You know, every week I got to hit you out. Yeah, give me one. What didn't happen this week with you? Something happened with your name every week.
I did get a nice little Valentine's gift. It was very nice. I've used it and everything. It's very enjoyable.
Well, really? Now, what you get?
It's called a wee vibe. I've never seen that before, but it fits very nicely into my vagina.
What's it called?
It's called a wee vibe. It's called a wee vibe, and it fits into your vagina. I can't even, it's hard to describe. The top part sits on top of your clit, and the other part slides into your vagina, and it's like a vibrator.
Mm.
So it's just so
enjoyable. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know, okay.
Yeah, I know what
you're talking about. It was
so enjoyable. I bet it was.
I could wear it anywhere. I could be at work, have it on. It's just
I
funny.
Know, right?
God, it's terrible.
Girl.
Hey, she's talking about girl. Good Lord.
I was saying, I know her, how she feels. I do.
All right, now, y'all. I know we said we weren't going to talk politics, but I do got the Obama song on here. And I didn't put the song on here. Father Time put the song on there. And he said this is for all you people who just like Obama because he black. So I'm going to play that, and I'm going to let y'all hear. And we got Obama's response to the song. All right, Will I Am, this is the Obama song. That was dedicated to everybody who was always talking about that Barack shit, that y'all didn't know what y'all was talking about. Y'all just liked him because he's black. In other words, he's saying everybody was dick riding Barack. Is that right, brother?
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Now, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got Obama's response to that too, all right? We're going to play Obama's response, all right? Here we go.
Hello, everybody. Today, I'd like to talk to you about a rather unusual topic. It seems some of my supporters, in particular, Mr. Will.i.am, have been accused of dick-riding me. There was even a song called Dick Riding Obama. I haven't heard this song, but I hear it's very catchy. That's not the point. These are hurtful words. Will.i.am is a great American, as well as my third favorite member of the Black Eyed Peas, right behind Fergie and the one guy with the long hair that I'm not sure exactly what he does. So imagine how upsetting it was for me when Will called me Sunday night about this cartoon, whining and whimpering and sobbing uncontrollably. So I want to make this clear. Will.i.am is a supporter. He is not a dick rider. And he's passionate about Mexicans. I was just reading a tweet from him, something about Mexicans being the new black people, because both races are good at cleaning, something like that. I just skimmed it. Offensive, certainly, but passionate. I know he shares that same passion about me, President Barack Obama. And if that's dick riding, then I guess Will.i.am is a dick rider. Thank you so much. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
All right, there y'all go.
For
we
real
got
for a second.
You say what?
I really thought that was for real for a second.
What you mean? I thought it was for real.
That was not Mr. Barack Obama.
Hey, man, what you say, partner?
That was Obama.
No, yeah.
No, it was not.
It was Obama, the impersonator.
I don't even like Obama, and I'm telling y'all that was him.
Yeah, that's exactly why I know that wasn't Obama.
I'm just saying.
I mean, now we threw it all at. Now we heard the song. We heard Obama's response. Obama says that Will.i.am is a dick rider.
Now who is Will.i.am?
So is this? I mean, oh my goodness. When did this song come out? Or was that Will.i.am that made the song for real, or is this all a joke?
You heard it, didn't you? Hey, we played it, you heard it, hey. See, we got that new shit here. We got that new shit on Sin City. We got that shit ain't nobody else heard before.
And we had an official response.
We got Obama's official response to the dick riding song. Can't get no better than that.
You can't.
That was not Obama. I don't care what you say, that was not Obama.
You heard the man.
I heard what sounded like him. It sounded like him, but I know that he's too classy to talk like that.
Right.
How do you know?
Yes, I know.
You know that man. You been to dinner with that man.
No, but I've heard him speak enough to know that he would not talk like that.
That's because he was on CNC. He know anything goes.
Right, anything goes on CNC.
Oh my goodness.
He can say whatever he wants here.
Hmm.
We didn't even play the part the afterwards when I let his ass know. So y'all didn't get that. You can't play that part. National security reason. So we gave y'all the watered down version. Oh, it's true. It's true.
All right, so now let me ask. Prissy.
Yes.
Prissy.
Yes.
How was your Valentine?
My Valentine? It was fine.
I didn't ask that yesterday, so I figure I asked today. I forgot to ask that yesterday. Y'all was so political yesterday. I didn't get a chance to ask.
It was fine.
Okay.
Both my sons called me.
You get that candy and the balloons and all that good stuff?
Nope. I don't have anybody to give me those things.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. You down in Minnesota, right?
I know how to do what?
I see you in Minnesota, right?
Yes.
All right, now this is what we're going to do. I'm gonna make sure Father Time officially bring you candy and a balloon. Valentine. You handle that time.
I got you, dog.
Candy and balloon. Courtesy of Sin City. Father Time going to bring them to you personally.
Okay. Thank you. That's very nice.
All right, now you can have your flick playing or whatever. Now, I mean, I'm just saying he's gonna deliver them to you personally. When's a good day for you?
Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday. Next week. Okay, dog. Well, you free Monday or Tuesday, dog?
Monday, not Tuesday.
Okay, well, Monday. Hey, we need this to be filmed. We need this to be filmed. We need this to go on the page. So I don't want you saying that, all right, they said they was going to give me something and they ain't give me nothing. So, dog, you got the camcorder ready, dog?
Oh.
Huh?
For sure, man. It's all good.
All right, that's what's up. So Monday, so come Tuesday show, we're going to hear about what happened, right?
Yes.
Well, hell, y'all might as well just go on and make it a date. I'm just throwing it out there, y'all. You know, shit. You've been on the page. You see my guy. He's a dapper young cat. Well, he ain't young, but.
Watch your mouth, man. Watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. But no disrespect. But I mean, he's a nice guy.
Yes, I know.
You wouldn't mind going out with Father Time, right?
No.
Wouldn't? No, I'm just joking. All right. So, Thomas, so you like you got a date for Monday, man?
I'm available.
All right, so what you talking about doing, dog? You gonna wait until you gonna wait till Tuesday to tell us?
What?
I don't know what you like to do.
This is City, baby. We want details. We want details. We want to know everything.
Well, maybe you can just tape the whole thing. He can just have the camcorder on the whole time.
He can take the whole thing?
Yep.
Uh-oh, boy.
Everybody wants to be on chat that night.
Where you good draws, boy? Where you good draws? She said you can tape everything. Put them silk ones on, nigga. Put the silk ones on. Alright. We're coming to the end of the show, as usual. You know what we do. We got to get a shout out. We're going to start off at top. Butter, what's up, baby?
Yes, yes, yes. I enjoyed myself tonight. And I will be ready to chat to, next week.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, I see I'm the only one in the chat room. I've been the only one in the chat room by myself all fucking show. Yeah. Well, now, Miss Prissy in the chat. I'm about to say Miss Prissy in there with me now. Janine. She
yes.
She didn't ignore us all show, y'all.
I have not.
Yes,
I have participated. I have participated fully.
That's cool.
Just a little bit.
That hurt my feelings tonight.
I had to take a 15-minute break. I'm sorry. I had a phone call.
Oh, my goodness. I've hurt your feelings.
Yeah, you hurt my feelings tonight.
I could do something about that.
You can?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I could do something perky right up.
Perking right up.
Yep.
What shit? This show ain't PG, baby. What you gonna do?
Shit. All I gotta do is wrap my lips around your dick and it's over.
Man, don't be talking like that.
Why?
I hate for me to get over there. You be talking about somebody over there, or you can't do it right, man. Because then I'm gonna get mad and be
nigga,
like,
"You bullshitting."
He gotta make a text.
Yeah, she texted the nigga. Get me halfway there. Get me halfway there, and then be talking about she can't do it. Then I got to look at you and tell you.
Nigga, please.
That'll never happen.
Okay. Miss Prissy.
Yes.
Any last words, baby?
Enjoy the show.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
I
hey, check this out, man. Huh?
What?
I think she was saying something, dog.
I said, aren't you hot in that sweatshirt?
No, baby, I'm cool. I'm cool. Don't you see? Mm. Oh, you want me to take it off? You trying to get me taking my shirt off. You don't want I'm hot in this sweatshirt.
Take it off.
Trying to get me to take my shirt off. Listening to you. Your manish self. Fast ass, with your fast ass, like my grandma would say. All right, well, any last words, big homie?
DenCity.Spruce.com, y'all.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, check this out, y'all. Hey, I got this song on here. This is my new moniker. I'm no longer Young Dolomite. I'm now officially known as the Smut Boy. Now, if you want to know what a smut boy is, just listen to this song. Holler at y'all next week. Peace.
Yeah. Okay. Smut boy. Ride away. Weak man. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It should have gave me this food.
Ay.
This should have been my jerk. I'm a spin it.
Ay.
Straight cinnamonship. Good penmanship.
Ay.
I just throw my rod till I blow my wad. If you want a job, ho, get on my squad. You can help me make a million, we'll be
happy ever after. Throw the pussy at me, I ain't even gotta ask him. You ask him with gang, oh, you don't know my name, well, I'm the one that only ask one of your homies. It's Rick Deal, ma, you can call me Richard. I drink dark liquor and I only go switches. No green blunts, they told me G's up. Hold down for my nigga, roll the trees up. Ease up, let me tell you about pimping. I talk shit, swallow spit, peel money, touch bitches. That's real shit, Rick Deal shit. She think I'm rich, so she all up on my deals, man. So I'ma feed it to her, and I'll eat it to her. And I'ma show you how you motherfuckers need to do it. Straight slut puppy, she my cut buddy. She got the big butt, but the bitch butt ugly. I'ma still hit her, cause I can deal with her. And for the squeal, I lay up and chill with her. That's when they grow old, I give them long slow. Put my clothes on, get up and go home. Grade up, boy, wait up, boy. Roderick, I'm the motherfucking slut boy.
Okay. Hey, fool. Everywhere I go, motherfuckers always ask me, what's a smut boy? I said a smut boy is a nigga that'll do anything harmonic to please a bitch. And a slut puppy is a bitch that'll do anything harmonic to please a nigga. So basically what I'm trying to say is, if you like this song right here, ask yourself, what that make you?
I got a lot of girlfriends and I love all 10 of them. Every couple months I switch up and get rid of them. Change my phone number and tell them that I lost it. Call them out the blue, come through, yep, toss it. Often I run into a random chick. She shooting thick, but she never really had some dick. She just used to niggas huffing and puffing, huffing and puffing, busting real quick. That ain't about nothing, not Ricky. I'ma give you romantic, Mike. Lick you what you like it, that's romantic. So what? That's right for you. I got a job for you. And when I bust, I'ma get it back hard for you. So turn over, ma. It ain't over, ma. They call it teabag when I stand over, ya. And put my motherfucking balls in your mouth. In the bed, on the floor, all on the couch. That's how you like it, mommy. So don't fight it, mommy. You can live a real soft, but don't bite it, mommy. Real sadistic. My shooting fits shit. When I first got off the plane, she said she missed it.